This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
In the world, and it is worth fighting for, it is worth bleeding for, and if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
All right, what's going on, America? It is a Monday, and man, oh man, oh man, have a lot of things occurred in the past several days. It has been a wild, wild ride. Obviously, we have to talk about the Donald Trump being reinstated on Twitter. We just have to. We have to. And biblically, I'm going to prove to you why I stand firm in the fact that I think that he should have been brought back, whether you agree with him or not. And so it all basically boils around. I want to start this episode off with scripture, so then you guys know where I stand, so we can just jump in. Proverbs 18:17. I love this verse. I know you guys have heard me say this verse a lot. I think this verse really, really just summarizes very well this entire space. The reason that you guys are listening to this show right now, the reason that you guys follow the accounts that you follow, the reason that you guys pay attention to the things that you pay attention to, I think Proverbs 18:17 really summarizes it very well. Now, Proverbs 18:17 for context is about lawsuits, right? Legal matters. But in the end, basically Proverbs 18:17, the first to speak his case sounds true until his neighbor comes and examines him. Now, depending on what translation you read, another translation will say something along the lines of the first to speak sounds true until someone else comes and tells the other side of the story. I actually really like that translation a little bit. It's a little less legalese in my opinion, but either way, the context of it is it's talking about legal proceedings and, you know, trials and all that other kind of stuff. But I feel like it relates, and I think it's a very, very strong case for the First Amendment within our country. And I heard a pastor say something the other day that I thought was really powerful as well. And it was basically the best form of patriotism is evangelism in our country. And I agree with that, but I also think that they can be one and the same. I think that we can evangelize to our country through being patriotic the right way. And again, I think Proverbs 18:17 makes a very strong, I mean, well, let's be honest, the Bible makes, every point the Bible makes is a strong point. But I think that they all should be allowed back on. And so we're going to talk about the events leading up to it. And we're going to talk about, you know, a lot of people had a lot of problems with the way Elon Musk did this. I actually thought it was really, really smart how he did this. And so we're going to talk through the events of all that kind of stuff. And at the end of this, I'd love your thoughts on what you think, I know there's a lot of people this isn't so much about Donald Trump as it is freedom of speech to me. And everybody knows I'm on Team Trump. That's not unknown, but I don't want this now that Donald Trump is back in the race, now that Donald Trump is going to absolutely just destroy and be a part of the headlines every single day, this show isn't a Donald Trump show. This show is a Christian show that talks to you not only about Christian things, but also real life things, politics, etc. And I'm really happy of the transformation that we've made in that regard. This is a Christian show that is not afraid to talk about the things that most Christians and most pastors are afraid to talk about. This isn't so much about Donald Trump as it is my wholehearted belief in freedom of speech. So we're going to get into the events. We're going to talk about it. And at the end of it, I guess you're going to decide if you like it or not when it's all said and done. But, ow. I just hit my funny bone. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. That really just happened. Oh, okay. Let's go to a sponsor. All right, guys. Inflation continues to be a plague on our economy, our families, and our savings. And the irresponsible spending from the left just continues to exacerbate the problem. This year, we witnessed almost every kind of negative economic record, from empty grocery store shelves to 40-year high inflation. Don't let your savings wither away. Hedge against inflation with gold from Birch Gold. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 for your free information kit on diversifying into gold. Plus, when you do it this month, by Black Friday, you get a free gold bar with every purchase you make by December 22nd. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metal IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Don't allow the left to devalue your savings. Text the word Graham to 989898 and claim your free info kit from Birch Gold. Again, you can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account, and Birch Gold will help you do it. Once again, all you got to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold and ensure your eligibility for a free gold bar with every purchase. Secure your future with gold. Do it right now. Okay. After my horrific injury, workers' comp has been initiated here at the home studio office. Let's talk about the events. So ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, now, again, you can like Elon, you can not like Elon. Do I, in Elon we trust? No, I don't get into any of that kind of stuff. Elon Musk is a dude just like everybody else. I don't agree with everything Elon Musk does, but I will say that I have been impressed with overall so far, and granted, we're only 40-something days in him owning Twitter. I am so far impressed of his general neutrality to kind of just stick it to everybody the same way. And so I will say that he just seems to, obviously Elon Musk is way smarter than me and he thinks differently than I think, but I have been impressed so far. I was skeptical at first, but I have been impressed so far with his seemingly neutral stance on a lot of things. He doesn't seem to go right either way. He doesn't seem to go left either way. He seems to be, as of this moment, kind of right down the middle, which I appreciate a lot. So I don't know. Was it Friday? Yeah, it had to have been Friday. Friday, Elon Musk, and I apologize for no episode on Friday. It was my son's birthday. He's involved in these fishing tournaments. So it's really cool. I'm completely going off topic here, but just go with me for a moment. It's really cool to see how your kids transform their personalities. And, you know, I've got a daughter that's involved in dance. I got a son who is involved in baseball. And subsequently, now I have a oldest son that's involved in fishing. And of course, all three of my kids are good at what they do. Like, you know, like every parent wants their kids to be good until they actually are good, and then they have to practice and be at places all the time, right? So Gage loves to hunt and fish and stuff, So he has these tournaments, these Bass Nation tournaments and stuff like that on the weekends. And so Friday, basically the tournament was like an hour and a half away. It's 20 degrees in the morning here in South Carolina. So it was an all day affair. Anyway, they ended up placing ninth on that day, which puts them into the top 10 out of like 160 boats in their division right now. So, you know, he's killing it right this second. But anyway, it was also his birthday. And so, you know, man, just, I love you guys. I love this show, but I told you guys a long time ago, I'm making a concentrated focus on being able to say, you know what? I can make that episode up next week. and I hope that that doesn't upset you. Please let me know, Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com. But, you know, if I can say anything in this episode, the thing that I just want to keep screaming at the top of my lungs to all of you is just trust me when I say that money, stature, all this other kind of stuff. I was invited to be at Donald Trump's announcement for his presidential run. I mean, you know, once in a lifetime opportunities. However, nothing beats getting up at, you know, 3:30 in the morning to drive my son an hour and a half to the lake that he's going to be fishing at for the day in 20 degree weather, because that's what's really important. That's what really matters. And I'm making a concentrated effort to try to learn to say no to the opportunities that I need to say no to, and always say yes to the opportunities that I should say yes to. And so anyway, I hope that makes sense. And I don't know, maybe somebody needed to hear that. But either way, back to the point. All right, there is literally no reason to pay Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile over $80 a month for wireless when you can get the same service on the same network at Pure Talk for half the price. Yep, talk, text, blazing fast data, just $30 a month. You know who Pure Talk wants to keep happy? Their customer. That's why they've invested in a U.S.-based customer service team. It's why they give you more data options than unlimited, in quotation marks, because they won't charge you for data you don't need. I switched to Pure Talk because I like supporting a company owned by a U.S. veteran. I like supporting a company who supports me and my values, so I invite you to switch to Pure Talk too, and you can do it in as little as 10 minutes. Show corporate America you're done funding their leftist politics. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code GRAHAM to save 50% off your first month. Again, that's puretalk.com, promo code Graham, and make the switch to Pure Talk today. So Elon Musk on Friday decides, because the ultimate question ever since Elon Musk, hang on, I'm going to take a sip of some Black Rifle coffee. Subtle ad. Ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, the thing that people have been asking is, what about Donald Trump's account? 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 What about DJT's account? It's been the thing everyone has been talking about, period. So I thought that he was going to do a board of people and they were going to have a secret meeting and put it out there. But no, Elon Musk surprises me yet again, and he decides to run a poll on Twitter. He decides to run a poll, and basically it was super simple. Should I reinstate former President Trump's account? That was it. And what was so monumentally insane about this thing is when Elon Musk did a poll about, I can't remember exactly what it says now, but it was along the lines of, should I buy Twitter? I want to say 3 million people voted in that poll. I mean, astronomical numbers, right? Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who aren't on the Twitter thing, over 15 million people voted in this poll. 15 million people. Think about that. That's more people that voted than voted in the Florida governor's race. I mean, 15 million people voted. Like, it's insane. It's insane to think about that in a day. That's another thing. in a day. There wasn't no ballot harvesting. There wasn't no early voting systems, nothing. Literally 24 hours, bam, and you could see the results in real time as they were doing this stuff. And another thing that I thought was interesting, and I actually tweeted about this, while it was going on, Elon Musk pretty much said that looking at the analytics of the Trump poll is interesting. A lot of bots and stuff is going on. And so I basically made a post. Where is it at? Oh, and I said, I think Elon Musk should release the data on how many of the no votes were bots versus real users and vice versa. I have a feeling the results would be shocking. And even on Twitter, a million people saw that. So Twitter has turned back into the wild, wild west of social media, man. Like you can make some stuff happen on Twitter again, which is crazy because Twitter's been dead for so many years. Either way, I have a feeling, I mean, this is just a gut feeling. Donald Trump ended up winning 52-48%. I have a feeling it was probably more in like the 60 range. But I think you had a lot of bots on the no vote, but that's just my opinion. I don't know that to be fact, but I'm just taking a guess. So what was so interesting is in a flash, Elon Musk showed us, hang on as I take another sip of Black Rifle coffee.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Elon Musk showed us that elections can be handled very easily. And literally, the second that the poll ended, within 3 minutes, he makes a tweet saying, "The people have spoken. President Trump's account will be reinstated." And within an hour of that, sure enough, Donald Trump's account is turned back on. And within 24 hours, the man has, it's been like 3 days now. The man has 87.4 million followers on social media, Donald Trump. And his last tweets were on January 8th, 2021. And those were the tweets that got him kicked off in the first place. Now, I thought for the sake of purposes, because this was almost 2 years ago, I thought it would be, you know, good to read this kind of stuff. All right. So on January 6th, Donald Trump wrote, "I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you." Then on January 7th, he posted a video, got 58 million views. On January 8th, he said, "The 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America First and Make America Great Again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form." And then on January 8th, 2021, his last tweet was, "To all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Twitter stated in an article that that tweet was him denying the results of the election. And so, therefore, he was furthering conspiracy theories about election fraud. So, therefore, they cut off the president of the United States' voice and all 87.4 million. Now, to put it in perspective for you, Donald Trump has been off of Twitter for 2 years. Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter, has 117 million followers, and he owns the thing. Okay, Donald Trump has 87.4 million. And then here's the most interesting thing. Joe Biden. Let's go to old Joe Biden here. And you know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, you can't judge that stuff." Can you not? Can you not? Joe Biden, now 2 years into his presidency, has 36.4 million. Again, tell me how he's the most popular president of all time. But either way, I digress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Trump has still not tweeted yet. I've had conversations with people in Trump world. You know, yes, Trump has Truth Social, which I think is great. I don't think that Trump should leave. Hang on, no sip of coffee. I think that he should do all of it. I think in January 2023, I really believe that Donald Trump is going to be back on Facebook and Instagram because his ban ends in January 2023. I think that I really feel this energy happening. You know, I know that we all felt kind of discouraged and had our booties kicked a little bit over the midterm elections, but I really feel this new energy going on where it almost feels like the ragtag, the boys are back in town, 2016 group is like getting back ready for this next momentum shift towards the right direction. Facebook is dying. It's becoming the MySpace of our current generation. If Facebook doesn't radically change something, they're going to go out of business. And, you know, and now here Twitter is making a resurgence, the highest engagement rate in Twitter history. And so you have to think about all these things. Look, man, I'm not saying that Elon Musk is a savior. I'm not saying Trump is a savior. No one is. Only God is. Here's what I am saying. I am saying that God can use people for some interesting things, okay? And most of the time, he uses non-perfect people to do these things. Who would have ever imagined that it would take a couple billionaires, right? Because Donald Trump's a billionaire too. It would take a billionaire, an imperfect, by a lot of measurements, billionaire, to step in and radically transform the way that we look at politics and the way that we look at government and open our eyes further to where we can no longer ignore the evils that lie within Washington, D.C. Who would have ever thought it would be a billionaire reality show developer that would do that? And now, who would have ever thought that I love Elon Musk, so I can say this, I guess, a science nerd, the richest man in the world, billionaire, would swoop in and buy one of the largest social media companies and start unbanning the voices that have been banned on the platform for forever. He cut the employees down from 7,500 down to 2,500, and the site is running better than it has in years. It's almost like he knows what he's doing, and it's almost like Twitter was doing all of the suppression on purpose the entire time. All I'm saying is this: the Lord works everything out for his own good. The Lord knows what's going on. I'm not saying that, you know, Elon Musk was sent by God. I'm not saying Trump was sent by God. What I am saying is that things are starting to happen. Things are starting to work. Things are starting to, voices are starting to be brought back, which is interesting. So to put it in perspective, okay, even us on Twitter has always been my lowest platform ever. I have not gained a single follower on Twitter in 3 years. We're almost over 100,000 new followers since Elon Musk took over. So you tell me that there's not some sort of censorship going on or has been going on. I think at this rate, I think within a year, we could be at a million or so on Twitter and really, 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 really start to focus on things. Twitter seems to be where the battles are going. So I encourage you, if you're not on Twitter, you need to get on there. And a lot of people are like, oh, I just can't do Twitter. It's da 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 da. Well, that's where the real stuff's going on. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's true. Everything that you see on Facebook, everything you see on Instagram, everything you see on TikTok, they all get it from Twitter. I mean, they do. And I was the person that didn't believe that either, but it is true. Twitter is like the real-time news cycle of thought, of conscious thought of what's going on and what people are thinking. So to end this episode out, I just want to say, that I'm happy that Donald Trump is back on. I know there's a lot of questions up in the air on whether he'll actually start tweeting again. I have talked to his people. I know that his people are talking to him. I think if he's going to run this 2024 election, he's going to need to have his messaging spread to as many people as possible. And it would be absolutely the dumbest thing ever not to use an account where you have, at this current moment, 87 million people. For reference, he has 4 on True Social. So it just, it absolutely must be used. If Facebook and Instagram remove their things in January 23, he absolutely has to use those as well. Because we, as Americans, whether you're pro-Trump, pro-DeSantis, whatever, you as Americans, you as Christians, you need to hear both sides equally. You need to hear both sides. And the only way you're going to do that is if you use every resource available to you. So I think that it is a great win for freedom. We're going to call this Freedom Monday. All right. Freedom won. Project Veritas is back. The Babylon Bee is back. ALX is back. They are slow. Jordan Peterson is back. They are slowly but surely bringing all of these voices back. And I think that it's amazing. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at graham@dearamericamedia.com and let me know your thoughts about Trump being back on social media. I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday. I hope you remain blessed. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you all again next time.